Thank you, Chair. I would like to reiterate our gratitude to the delegation of the DRC for their participation in this constructive dialogue, and to say how much we sympathize with the very painful situation you're going through. On family relations and marriage, given we do not have much time, I will focus exclusively on child and forced marriage that, though contrary to current legislation, does take place, particularly in areas of conflict. And on this topic, the committee in 2019 already issued some recommendations to the state party. Now, in areas of conflict, according to reports, teenagers run a higher risk of undergoing sexual violence in an ongoing and systematic way through child marriage, given that social standards that discriminate against girls are exacerbated with the increase of violence, insecurity, food scarcity, minimum resources for living, and a lack of opportunities to secure economic resources. In some contexts, armed groups use child marriage as a weapon of war and to hide human trafficking. However, just a very small percentage is brought to light, given to how difficult it is to have access to justice, fear of reprisals, and stigma among survivors of sexual violence. We would like to know, what special urgent actions is the state taking in order to counter this regrettable situation? What are legal institutions doing in order to prevent child forced marriages? Could you please provide some statistics, even if in writing? Are you raising awareness among the families, something to teach them about their rights, legal culture? Are you enforcing current legislation? Do the parents that participate in these forced or child marriages, are they aware of the law? What specific measures are you taking in order to provide security to the victims so that they feel comforted and that they can trust when making a complaint before the justice